Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Yutet, Perek Sheni, Kohen Gadol, and we're holding on Yutchet Amud Beit. We're up to the part of the Mishnah in which it says that the Kohen Gadol choleitz v'chotzin l'ishto, but he cannot be miyabem, we assume. He cannot be miyabem, since generally speaking, Yevama would be an almana, and he's not allowed to marry an almana. However, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, the Mishnah doesn't seem to care very much about the situation because it says, under all circumstances, he cannot be miyabim. Now, it's certainly conceivable that his brother married a woman, Be'erusin, never took her to a chuppah, in which case she's still a bitula, and when he died, she's nonetheless chayevet in yibum. But then there would not be the iser of who isha bibituleha yikach, correct? We're just left with almana lo yikach. Now, like, generally speaking, there would be two separate things that would be a problem for a kohen to take an almana. First of all, an almana. Secondly, most of the time an almana is not a bitula. But in this case, there should be a difference, because bishlama min hanisuin, I understand why, if the brother had already been married to her in the sense of to have consummated the marriage b'chuppah, so then she's no longer a bitula, so now we have an asay and a lotase. So the asay is v'hu isha b'btuleha yikach, and a lotase is almana lo yikach, v'ena asay doche lotase v'asay. So the mitzvah of yevama, yavoi leha, cannot be doche both the asay and the lotase. But if you're talking about a case which includes an almana min ha'erusin, where over there there's no mitzvat asay, which is the v'hu isha b'tula yikach, because she is a bitula, so then what's the problem? Only the lotase. But then, am I? Why can't he do it? The general klal is that asay is doche lotase. And yavo asay, the mitzvah of yavamo yavo aleha, should be yitche lotase av almana lo yikach. Answers the Gemara, indeed it is. However, the Rabbanan prohibited the act of Bia, of Yibum, because Gzera Bia Rishona, Atu Bia Shnia. So we prohibited him to be Miyabim, which he would have to do only with one act of intercourse, and that would be the Kiyum of the Mitzvah. Anything after that is beyond the Mitzvah. And therefore, it wouldn't be an Eser Docha Lo Tase. So Memela, we answered the whole thing. The fact is that the mitzvah exists, and therefore, had he actually taken the yivama, it would have been a kosher kinyan, and from that point on, all she would have needed was a get from him, and have been muteret l'shuk, and there's no problem. However, asur l'kayman, it's still asur for him to keep her as a yivama, b'biyah shniya, and therefore, l'chatchila, he's not supposed to be miyabim at all. He should instead be chuleitz. Meit lo meit, so we have the machloket in the Mishnah, whether alibi Rabbi Meir, he indeed follows the funeral procession until the Shaar HaIr, being careful not to be on the same street, waiting till they cross the corner, and then he goes into that street, or alibi Rabbi Yehuda, if he's not allowed bichlal to go to the funeral. And so, Tana Rabbanan, the Braita brings out what Rabbi Meir says first, mina migdash lo yitze, it means lo yitze imahen, doesn't go together with the funeral procession, avo yotze hu acharehen, but he follows them a street away. Ketzad hein nichsin, as soon as they are invisible because they turned a corner, v'hunigla, he goes into that street. Hein niglin, v'hunigse, they come into a place where he is, he goes to the corner to the other direction. And he continues on until he gets to Yotzeat Petach Shaar HaIr, where he can no longer, on the open road, be hidden. So Rabbi Yehuda tainet to Rabbi Meir. It says, I mean, Amigdash lo yetze. So how can he go out at all? He shouldn't go out at all. Amalach Rabbi Meir. So asking on Sharpakom Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, is it not what it says, Beferush in the Pasuk, that min Amigdash lo yetze? Rabbi Meir, I mean, this literalism is a little bit unfounded. Because I mean, if you think that the Torah really means min ha-migdash lo yetze at all, would you suggest that lebeito namilo, that a Kohen who is an Avel, a Kohen Gadol, is not allowed to go home and stay in the Beit HaMikdash for 7 days? Does anybody hold that? Ela achikamar, min ha-migdash lo yetze, as a rule of Dorot simply means Mikdushato lo yetzeh. He can't change his status of belonging in the Beit HaMikdash. That's the point. But certainly it doesn't mean literally not to walk out of the Beit HaMikdash. V'kivan de'idle hekera. And what I'm saying is that if he's not allowed to be on the same street as the funeral procession, then he's not going to be Yotze Mikdushato. We don't have to be machmer on him. Because lo ati l'minga. How is he going to come to touch the mate? V'Rebbe Yehuda. And why indeed is Rebbe Yehuda insist that even that's awesome? Agav mirare dima mikre ve'ati v'naga. Because of his bitterness and his pain, he may simply be overwhelmed emotionally and come to be nogea, even though he had this hecker. Sometimes a hecker is insufficient to hold against an emotional reaction. So it turns out that both Rabbi and Rabbi Meir are maida, really, that the Torah never meant to say minamigdash lo yetzeh fully. It's simply a question of how much we have to be choshesh that he could come to be over on the isra of mikdushato lo yetzeh. Uchishahu menachem. Let's get the details of that in the bright. It says when he's being menachem, then he is, because of his kavod, placed in the middle position between the mumuneh and the am on the other side. So in the Braita, it says a little bit more detail. It says kishu over bishura l'nachem et acherim. By the way, that itself is a little strange, because that's not what our minhag is. Our minhag is that the menachamim are not over at all. They stand still, and the avel walks between the menachamim. So clearly they had a different minhag, which we'll discuss in a moment. But when he walks by the avel in the shura, so there are two people that stand on his right to be mimatzeahim, not only the mumuneh, who here is called the Sigan, but also, which is interesting because it makes it clear to us that the Sigan of the Kohen Gadol is the one who is Mumuneh to take his place in the event of Keri on Yom Kippurim, where we need someone to be immediately available to be a replacement for the Kohen Gadol. And a Mashuach She'avar, if there is such a one, is on his right. Now the Mashuach She'avar is a Mumuneh, whose function was actualized, and so we had to turn him into a Kohen Gadol. Then when the original Kohen Gadol now becomes Tohar, so the Kohen Gadol is put back into his original position, and now the Mashuach Shavar is sort of in a limbo, because he can't act as a Kohen Gadol anymore, but he has dinim of a Kohen Gadol, and there's a little bit of tension there, so we'll see that this creates nafkaminas la'alocha, but the Sigan and the Mashuach Shavar walk to his right, Rosh Beit Av v'Avelim, v'chola am mismolo. So the head now of the family that would be working on that day is, that's called the Rosh Beit Av, as opposed to the Mishmar. The Mishmar itself was mechulak to Batei Avot. So whoever was the Rosh of the Beit Av of that day stays to his left, and now that mimatzeahim also, so that he has a very mechubad ma'amad here from the people who are working in the Beit HaMikdash. And then you also have the Avelim and all of the other menachamim are to his left. Uchishuhu omeid bashura umitnachem yacherim. Now when he is the one who is standing still, again, the opposite of the contemporary minute, and he is, we'll see, and he's mitnachem from others, segan miyamino, v'rosh beit av v'chol ha'am mismolo. So then, and notice that it leaves out the Mashuach Shavar. So the Sigan is on his right, the Rosh Beit Av v'chol ha'am is on his left, but the Mashuach Shavar doesn't show up here. Lo atigabe, my timer, why don't we have the Mashuach Shavar come to show him honor in his Avelut? Because Chol Shadayte, it will make the Kohen Gadol feel sort of sick. Because Sova Kachadibi, he's going to say, well, this guy's awfully happy that I got hit with Avelut, because he couldn't wait to get rid of me anyway. Omer of Papa, Shumamin Amiyomat Nita Tlan. And see for this bright, the three things. First of all, the fact that we change the word Mimuneh to the word Sigan, apparently Hainu Sigan, Hainu Mimuneh. It's not two different people here. Vishmamina Avelim Omdim Yosef, and the whole way it's constructed is that the Avelim are the ones who stand, and the Menachamim are the ones who are over him. Vishmamina Avelim Lismol HaMenachamim Omdim, you also see that always the Avelim are to the left of the Menachamim. Tanu Rabbanan, and indeed, the Braita makes it very clear what the Minhagim were and how they changed. Rishonah, Hayu Avelim Omdim, V'chol HaAm Ovrim. And since this gives an opportunity for people to prove how great they are, because now there's going to be people that are in line first, and naturally, so you know, you had the Shasnikim and you had the Degel HaTorah people, and Zot Omeret Ani Over Tchila, Zot Omeret Ani Over Tchila. So in those days, they had a very good way of dealing with the thing. They just canceled the whole minhag. If you can't be mentioned about it, so we won't have the people walking in front of the oval anymore. You stay still and let the oval walk by the people. You know, it's not, the minhag isn't more kaddish than your nonsense here. So mamelit kinushiaya am omdim v'avelim ovrim, and that's where the modern minhag came from. Amar Rami Bar Abba, Yechzir Rabbi Yossi at Adavar LeYoshlo B'Tzipori. In Tzipori, Rabbi Yossi figured, well, around here they're not crazy like in Yerushalayim. So he put the minhag back to the way it used to be, that the Avelim should be Omdim, V'Chol Ha'am Ovrim. And as Rabbi Barnea was about to mention, yes, loud.
The Temani, I was at the funeral of Benjamin Nadav, who was my Rebbe, who was a Temani, and the Avelim stood on the line, and all of the Menachemim walked by, and the Menachemim each walked. That was the Jura.
Very good. Miyama Rami Baraba, there were other things that Rabbi Yossi was mitaken in Tzipori. He was mitaken b'Tzipori shalot tehei isha mehalechet b'shuk uvena achareha mishum ma'ase shahaya. A woman should not walk in the shuk with her children behind her. And that's because it was once a maisa where people grabbed one of the kids and kidnapped them and then came and said, oh, we've identified your kid. And she came after him to the house to see the kid, and he raped her in the house. So in order to avoid chances of these kinds of kidnappings, so the kids walk in front. Rami Baraba, there's another thing that Rabbi Yosef was metaken b'tzipori. Sheyu nashim misaprot b'beit hakiseh mishum yichud. That where there are women together in a bathroom, they should talk with each other. You'll notice how this has become the modern minhag. Of course, it all comes from Tzipori. That women have to talk to each other in the Beit HaKiseh, because that way the men who are approaching, well, they didn't have separate Beit HaKiseh out in the field, obviously, you know, the little sign for men and women, where you can never tell the difference between them. So they didn't have that in those days. So the only way you'd know somebody was in the bathroom was by hearing the noise. So in the middle of that way, the men would stay away. I guess she talks to the shading, huh? Omer Menashe Barut, she elated Rabbi Yoshia Rabba bipet almin duhutzal. I was talking about the halachas of the, you know, how they're supposed to do the shura and so on, when we were in the Beit HaKfarot in Hutzal. Marley, he told me, first of all, you don't make a shura if you don't have a minyan. So, ein shura pechuta me'asra b'nei adam, not including the avelim. Ein avelim in haminyan. And as far as the minyan is concerned, it really doesn't make any difference. Bein shavelim obdim, v'cholam ovrim, bein shavelim ovrim, v'chola amondim, that there really doesn't matter one way or the other. It's acceptable in either way, whatever the local practice is. Kishuhu mitnachem mi'acherim. Now notice it says that they say to him that we should be your kapara, but it doesn't say what he says to them when he's menachem them. It's funny. It's like the two, what should have been parallel clauses in the Mishnah talk about different issues. So why doesn't it say, Iboilo, ki menachem hu achrini, heki amalahu? What about when he's being menachem others, you left that part out, what does he say to them? Tashma vuhu omer titnachamu. Others have the girsa titnachamu min hashamayim, which is the modern minhag. So who he says to them, be mitnachem. Now, when do you think he says to them? What do you think the brayta means? Echidami. I mean, does it mean when others are being menachem him? So he tells them titnachamu. Ki menachem yachridi deyam marlohu you. Titnachamu, I mean, that's a terrible thing to say. That's an Naksha Karamilo. What is he? Chas v'shalom, he's cursing them. Well, it'll be your turn soon, so you can have an achama now. I'll tell you in advance. I mean, it's gotta be that it's a reference to Kiminachim Lachrini, even though it doesn't say it, the Farish, it's clear that that must be what it means. That in such a case, where he's being Menachem others, Amar Lahu, Titnachamu, Shma Minam. Okay, Melech Lodan Velodanimoto. Omer of Yosef, this whole business is Malchei Yisrael. But Malchei Beit David, Dan Vidanimota. Because it says, Beferish in the Pasuk, Dechtiv Beit David, Ko Amar Hashem, Dino Laboker Mishpat. So since it says to Beit David openly, so even though Lamaisa, there may be the same basis of worrying about a king's rather strong reaction to being dragged into court, but it's very interesting, the Achronim bring from here a klal, that's what the Pasuk is doing here. The Rabbanan do not fool by a gezerah with something that's written before. Because you can't, if it says that that's the point, to Beit David, you can't aser Beit David. It's too much of a going head-to-head against the pasuk. But it's not that mi ikra din, that you can be so sure that every melech for Beit David is going to be such a tzaddik that you don't have to worry about this issue. Lamaisa, we'll see more about later on the other question, but Lamaisa, we did bring yesterday the Lota Ne'ariv. And here the Gemara just talks about the Maisa Shahaya, that it's just a gezera, that we don't want to call them into court. So in Achiyami, there's a lot of questions, whether Lota Ne'ariv is not to be Moshiv the Sanhedrin, or not to allow the king to come to visit in Sanhedrin at the time that they're actually being done the issue. That's the point. So, because if you consider, what's the Lota Ne'ariv? If you're dealing with a capital case, so then the din is potri min atzad. If potri min atzad, you're always going to wait until the very last person to speak would be the melech. So how could people be concerned with Lota Ne'ariv? They don't know what he thinks. That's some of the Rishonim Taina, although others say that there wouldn't be a Pticha min Atzad because it would be a Pagam in the Malchus. In other words, we're certainly, that's only Lagabi the Avbezdin. But in terms of the Melech, we would always have the Melech speak first. So there would be a problem of Lotan al-Rif. I mean, Lamaisa, even in the other case, certainly there has to be a Masao Matan after everybody speaks it over. And you have the question of sleeping overnight and reconsidering. And the discussions, so I mean, well, there would still be a problem with Lota Ne'ariv. So, Lamaisa, the question over here is, according to many, Lota Ne'ariv, is the fear that the king will express an extra judicial opinion. So in other words, if he's there at the time of the din, and he's not part of the Beit Din, so then it becomes very, you know, well, this is what he's saying, and therefore ties into the Gezerah over here also. People, he'll challenge the Sanhedrin, and people will be afraid to say anything, and that ties into exactly what happens over here with Yanai, in that he challenges them from the outside, and they're afraid to stand up against him, as we're going to see.
The U.S.
government balance of power is what they separate. Yeah, I mean, it's not Nagev bringing the president to court. But.
Can we just name a Chalak as being not in our Sanhedrin and that my son of being in our Sanhedrin?
Lechora not, because, I mean, this would be Mishpat in any case. It would be this Gezerah. So over there, that's what they say, that it means you can't allow him to be in the Sanhedrin, which is a very good explanation of why it said yesterday that we have to get rid of him. It says, and then he leaves, when he comes to the Kohen Gadol, then he leaves. And then we discuss the case. Why can't he stay already once he's there? Because we're afraid that he's going to say something. And then, since he's not really part of the diyun, so now it already becomes a challenge from outside of the court. But anyway, the Maaseh Shehaya was that, so first of all, we know, as we said before, that since it says that they are supposed to be done, obviously we have to be able to be done then. That was the first thing we said in our parish. It's impossible to have someone as a dayan who is not himself open to the bikoret of the din. Oh, yeah, that would be a great thing for people to know today, huh? V'aktiv, hit koshishu v'koshu. V'omer eish lakish, what that means is kashet atzbecha. First be immense yourself. Then you can go and criticize other people. V'achar kach kashet acherim. Boy, what a different society we'd have if we remember that. Ela, Malchei Yisrael, my time alone. Why then do we not allow Malchei Yisrael in to be Nidei? Mishum Ma'aser Shaya. It was an actual event. What happened is that Yanai HaMelech had an Eved, and who, as Avdei HaMelech are wont to do, got a little violent. So Avdei Diyanei Malka Kotal Nafsha. So Shimon ben Shetach, who was the Av Beis Din, said to the Chachomim, "Tnu einechem bo v'nidununo." Listen, the din is that you have to, you can't be mit aleim just because he's the king. We'll have to deal with this. Shochule, so they sent a subpoena from court. They wrote to him Av de Chakot al Nafsh. So he sent the Eved to court. Shadrilu. Shochule, they sent him a personal subpoena. Ta'at nami lahacha. You have to come to court also because it says, V'u'ad b'ba'alam amrat Torah. And Yavo Bala Shor V'yamod Al Shoro, and you're the Bala Shor? So Atavayativ, he comes into Beis Din and he sits down. Omala Shimon ben Shetach, the Shimon ben Shetach says to him, Yanai Amelach, you're not different than anybody else, Amod Al Raglecha, stand up. V'yaidu Becha. Now the Maisa, there's no din necessarily of standing up. As long as both are treated similarly in the court, they can both sit, as we'll see later. But over here, the Rishonim means V'yaidu Becha, the court should be made your din. And the din is that at the time of the Gemar din, when they're giving over the psak, the Nidon has to stand. So that's what V'yaidu Becha means. Let the court be made the din on you. Amod al raglecha v'yaidu becha v'lo lefaneinu ata omed. This should not be seen by you as a pegam in your kavod. You're not standing in front of humans. Elo lefi misha amar v'ayahu olam ata omed. Shinehamar v'yamdu shnei anashim asher le'amariv. You're standing in front of God. Amar, so he said to Shimon ben Shetach, you know what? Let's see whether everybody agrees with you. Lo kishetomar ata. See if the court agrees with your opinion. Nifnele Yaminos returns to the right, and everybody, Kavshu Padeim Bakar, could also look down and are studying their toes. So Nifnele Smolo, he turns the other way. Amalam Shimon ben Shetach. I see. Everybody has become Baalei Machshavot. You're all thinkers, deep thinkers at them, huh? Yavo Baal Machshavot v'yiframichem. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the true Baal Machshavot and knows what's in your hearts, let him pay you back. Biad ba Gavriel. V'chavtan b'karkal metu. The Gavriel shut up in the Beis Din, threw them all on the floor and they dropped dead. Bota sha'amru melach lo dan v'lo danim oto. Lo me'id v'lo me'idim oto. The next thing we had in the Mishnah was lo cholzin, lo choletz v'lo cholzin le'ishto. So, we do not do chalitza to his wife. The Rashi says we don't do chalitza to his wife because she's not allowed anyway to get married. What does that mean? As a sub-learn, it means that kosher lo ole le'yibum lo ole le'chalitza. No, that's a little difficult to believe because this is not a din in the dinim of Isha. It's simply a question of kavan hamalchus. So others learn that Rashi's kavana is that since anyway she's not going to be nuteres, what's the point of doing chalitza? The point of doing chalitza is to be matri of amalashuk. That's not so poshut because the sabu learned that chalitza maybe is a mitzvah chiyuvit. Although otherwise you could learn that it's like, it's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah like giving a get. Not everybody has to give a get. So not everybody has to give chalitza. If you want to be matur, you have omel ashuk, so then you do chalitza. This is a machlokas achronim, how to understand the Rashi. Others learn, they learn this in the Rambam, because the Mishnah says it's possible to learn it in the Rambam, is that it's a gnai to do chalitza also for an Eishes HaMelech. The whole thing that she should come at the court and that she's treated this way. That itself, not because she's a Sur Linaseh, but b'nei kvod HaMalchut, the whole ceremony is a low-class kind of ceremony.
What happened to the king's brother?
No, there's two cases. He's to be choletz lishto is where he dies without children, and that he's not choletz. Over there, it's clear he'll get to that obviously is a pagam in the kavod hamalchut is where the brother died. Okay. In any event, we have a machlokus in the Mishnah about, and what if he wants to? So Rabbi Yehuda says zachor latov. If he says I want to perform the mitzvah, that's very nice. Say the chachamim. No, we don't listen to him. Now, we certainly don't believe that there's a machlokas here about whether a melech shemach ala kvodo kvodo machlok. Because that, we never found there's such a machlokas. Everybody is moda. The Eniv Amar of Ashi. I mean, why would Reb Yudah say that it's okay for him to do it if he wants to, and it's zochor latov? Afilu lemandi amar nasi shemach ala kvodo kvodo machlok. A melech shemach ala kvodo ain kvodo machlok. A melech has no rights to be mochal on his covet because it's not him. It's not his covet. Shinema som tasim alecha melech shetei imato alecha. So there, the mitzvah is that he has to maintain that covet. And it's not up to him to be meichel. So how could Reb Yudah say if he wants to do it, then zachur latov? Says Reb Yudah, because a mitzvah shiny. That's not called a pchitut kavod. If in the context of a mitzvah, we act out things that are unsuitable, you get spit at, and that's not looked at as a pchitut kavod. That's the machloka that the Chachamim have over here. Because since the act of the spitting itself is meant to be a pchitut kavod, the fact that it's done in the tzura of a mitzvah does not change the impact of the act of the chalitza. And therefore the mitzvah, the achiyav aseh, Avsom tasi malach ha-melach takes precedence, and therefore we don't listen to it. Ve'ein nos'in. Sorry? Well, that's the next piece. We're not up to there yet. This is now the next piece we're going to start. Ve'ein nos'in. Nobody is allowed to marry his wife. Tainez Rabbi Yehuda. It's not true. Melech is allowed to marry a wife. Tanya Amrullah le Rabbi Yehuda. Your raya. What was his raya? That Shaul's wife was married by David. Because it says beferish in the pasuk that neshei adonecha, the wives, which seems to mean the women of your adon Shaul, I gave in your lap. So apparently it's mutter. Say the Chachamim to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not what it means. Who says that neshei adonecha means the wives of your adon Shaul? Maybe it means the women of Beit Shaul, which is certainly true. He married the daughter of Shaul. Maybe that's all that it means. So Amrullah the Rabbi Yehuda Nashima Ruuyotlo mi Beit HaMelech Umayniu Meiravu Michal. That's referring to the daughters of Shaul that David married. Did he really marry both of them? Shalu Talmi David Rabbi Yossi. How could he do that? Eich Nasa David Shtei Achayot B'Chayehen. How did he have now a marriage with both Meirav and Michal? Amar Lahen, so Rabbi Yossi said to them, because Michal was married after Meirav had already died. Michal achar mitat Meirav nisa'a. Doesn't say when Meirav died. So who's to say he married both of them at the same time? Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha says he wasn't married to both Meirav and Michal. Meirav was kiddushei ta'ut, as we'll see. So even though he thought that he had married Meirav, he really hadn't. Kiddushei ta'ut ayulo be Meirav. Shenema. What happens over here? We see later on when he's trying to make shalom now, and Avner wants to come and bring him Beit Shaul. So he says to him, look, the only thing you got to bring me is my wife. And basically saying, I don't really need you. But tanat ishti et michal, asher irasti li b'meyar lot plishtim. So take a look at that extra word. Which extra word? My Talmudah? Omer of Papa. Note, he says, et ishti et michal. Isn't that stressing? Michal is ishti, but Meirav is not ishti. That's what he seems to be saying. Why is that? My kiddushei ta'ut. Because remember how the whole thing begins. Goliath is up there. David says, so what did the king say if anybody goes ahead and gets rid of this guy? So they tell him that the king said, Vaya ish asher yakenu yashrenu hamelech osher gadol. He's going to be very rich. Okay, poor David. Certainly didn't get very rich off of it. So Ozal Katla, he goes and he kills Goliath. So the king says, well, so how are you Mekadish my daughter Meirav? By never collecting the money that I owe you. But that's a Mekadish B'milva. A Mekadish B'milva ain't a Mekudeshet. So Mamela, that didn't count. So Amarlo Milva Itlach Gaboi. Va Mekadish B'milva ain't a Mekudeshet. So comes now Shaul, and Ozal Yava La Adriel. He gives away now Meirav to Adriel. As it says, Vayi be'et tetet Meirav batsho leDavid, v'hi nitna la'Adriel ha'mecholati le'isha. So therefore, Shaul was able to get away without giving Meirav. But I'll tell you what, iba'ita deten lecha Michal, when he figures he's got a good way to get rid of David, since the plishtim probably won't take very well to having 100 arlot removed from them, so you figure that's a great way to get him knocked off. So he says, I'll tell you what, we'll make a deal. You can have Michal for the low price of Me'ah or Lot Plishtim. Okay, so he goes and brings him 200, as we remember from the Medrash. So Azal Aitele, he goes and he brings him. Omar Leh, so Shaul says, well, but Lemaisa, what we have over here is a Milvo Pruta. You figure Me'ah or Lot Plishtim, before they used to be able to use our Lot for all the medical purposes. Now they're very useful, expensive, but at the time, what's Me'ah or Lot Plishtim? So you've got now a lot of money, let's say $1 million, plus one penny's worth of arlot. So I taina milvo pruta, Shaul held in a milvo pruta, daite a milva. In which case the Ikka Kedushin was based on the milva, and because of that it's not a good Kedushin. David held it was a good Kedushin. And he held milvo pruta, daite a pruta. Or it could be another machlok. Maybe baite makuli alma milvo pruta, daite a pruta. Everybody, even Shaul, was made that if there had been a pruta, then it would have been a good kedushin. But Shaul taina that 100 or lot of plishtim aren't worth a pruta. Who would pay anything for that? So lo chasev alamini, whereas David held, what do you mean? Cat food is very expensive nowadays. It's actually with dog food was even better because of the relationship of the dog to Golias, right? So he tainted, Chazula Kalbi Vashunri, you can have dog food and cat food. So therefore it's worth a pruta. Now Rabbi Yossi, he gave an answer to his Talmidim that actually had been married to both of them, except that Meirav had already died. So Rabbi Yossi, I tadat ishtiat michal my dorishben. So what does he do with the diak that we just made, that David was pointing out that my real wife is Michal, not Meirav? So how does he explain that his opinion is that Meirav was really married to David? Rabbi Yossi is a time. Rabbi Yossi says, look, it's clear from the pasuk. You're going to have to make sense of that, but it's clear from the pasuk that he was married to both of them. Because Rabbi Yossi, haya doresh mikraot mu'uravin. Rabbi Yossi used to be doresh complex psukim that mixed up various issues. And he would say that that is coming to tell you comparisons that you otherwise wouldn't have noted. K'tiv vayikach ha-melech et shnei b'nei ritzpa bat aya, asher yalda la sha'ul, et almoni v'et mipi boshet, v'et chameshet b'nei micha, you'll remember that story, the terrible story where for the Givonim, the king had to take the children of Shaul and string them up. And it says over there the strangest thing, the five sons of Michal that had been born to Adriela Macholati. Now, Michal was never given to Adriela Macholati. Michal was given to Palti Ben Lai. It was Meirav who was given to Adriela Macholati. So, V'chil Adriel nitna. Halo, the Palti Ben Laiish nitna. V'chil v'shol natanet Michal bat eshet David Palti Ben Laiish. So this is now a mikra mu'urav. We're confusing things. We're putting together names that don't belong together, and it's got to be for a purpose. So the only way to understand it, Tainas Rabbi Yossi, is Makish Kiddushei Meirav LaAdriel Kiddushei Michal LaPalti Ben Lai. So therefore, it's comparing these two acts of Kiddushin. So just like, and that's what it means, Hayad Doresh Mikraot Muravim, because the normal approach to such a thing would be that it's not coming to tell you a halacha. It's coming to be indicative of some type of event, like Lamaisa. When we learned the pasuk, we understood it according to those, not like Rabbi Yossi, that we'll see, that it meant that Meirav had died and Michal had raised the children. That's already a way of understanding the pasuk, in which it's not really Mu'urav. It's just coming to explain what had happened and the schus of Michal and so on. But Rabbi Yossi used to be Dorish Mikraot Mu'uravim. So he said, the pasuk would have presented in this way in order to teach me the din, that we might as well put together Michal and Meirav as if they're one person. So we'll talk about the children of Meirav as if they're the children of Michal to teach that both situations were equal. And that Ma Kiddushei Michal LaPalti Ba'Avera, just as everybody understands, that Michal was not really married to Palti Ben Laish, Av Kiddushei Meirav LaAdriel Ba'Avera. So too, Meirav was not married to Adriel. Lamaisa, there are those we've shown him on the Meforshe HaMikra, who taina that it could very well be that Shaul held that a melech had the ability to cancel the Kiddushin. The same way that the court, we find very often, because of its Kedat Moshe Yisrael, so that the melech has the right to say, this is not Dat Yisrael, because I view it as being Mafkir Ismoman, or whatever. Or being Isa, Biyasa, Biyasanus, whatever the case may be. And I don't view this as being a proper Kiddushin. So, but Mi'ikra Adin, there was no right, really, for Adriel to have Meirav, just as much as there was no right to Palti Ben Laish to have Michal. And neither of them were married correctly. So wait, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach, what does he do indeed with that pasuk? He tainas that there was only Kiddushei Ta'ut. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach, Nami, Aktivet Chameshet b'nei Michal bat Shaul, that's got to mean something. Omar lecha Rabbi Yeshua, of course it means something. Forget about who they're married to, okay? Is that really the issue? The issue is, whose children were they? I mean, you're going to say, Michal had these children. They certainly weren't. Michal was not had children from Adriel. It's clearly it was Meirav that had those children. It must be therefore that, and no matter how you're going to understand it, is that Meirav yalda u'michal gidla. Apparently Meirav had died. And Michal had taken over the family with kindness and had raised their children. And that's the point. That lefichach nikru al shema. That's why we call them the children of Michal, to teach you shekol ha-megadel yatom betoch beito ma'ale alav ha-katuv ki'ilu yaladon. Rabbi Chanina Amar, there's other sources for that yesod, mihacha. Vatikrena lo hashchinot shem lemor yulad bein leNaomi. Now, what are you going to say? Obed was born to Naomi. V'chi Naomi yalda, alo Rut yalda. Ela Rut yalda, Naomi gidla. That's the point. Who did the raising of Obed was Naomi. L'fichach nikra shema, Rabbi Yochanan omer mehacha. You got a really cute one. Yeah, even with the mother alive. That's it's a better makor. We're going to see it gets even stronger than this as we go ahead. Rabbi Yochanan Rami Acha, v'ishto ha-Yehudia, yalda et yered avigdor. And then it says, Ela b'nei bitya bat paro. That this is one of those strange psukim in Divrei Hayamim that's referring with all kinds of different names to historical events and people that we know. So here it's talking about ishto, meaning Kolev, was referring a moment ago to Kolev. And Kolev marries Bitya bat paro, who is called ishto ha-Yehudia. Because later on it says, Kolev lo yolda bitya. So ishto ha-Yehudia, because she became a Yehudia. So she was yolda et yered, avi gedor, vet chever avi socho, yekutiel avi zonoach. And we know the Gemara darshens all of those names to be Moshe Rabbeinu. And who was indeed here referred to as ishto ha-Yehudia, gave birth to these people. And it says, ve'ela b'nei bitya bat paro. So this is really weird. How could you say Ela b'nei bitya bat paro? Asher lakach mered. Mered is Kolev himself. Lo manikra shmo mered. Shemarad bat sat meraglim. Now you're telling me that bitya was yalda Moshe. Alo yocheved yalda. Elo yocheved yalda and bitya gidla. And lefichach nikra shma. So you see, from even a more ancient source, Rabbi Eliezer omer mihacha. You can get even more ancient than that.
It's
Ga'alta bizroa mecha b'nei Yaakov v'Yosef Sela. Now, what is that supposed to mean? That b'nei Yisrael are all called b'nei Yosef. I mean, I understand they're all called b'nei Yaakov, but how did they get to be b'nei Yaakov v'Yosef? Yosef yalad, halo Yaakov yalad. But since Yaakov yalad and Yosef was mechalkel, l'ficha nikru hashmos. You see over here that it's not necessarily that you raised the yatom. We think that it means that it moves into the house and is raised. So you see over here that the provision of somebody, the care for someone, that itself is called ki'ilu yol. Omer Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonatan, kol ha-malamed ben chavirot Torah, ma'ale alav ha-katuf ki'ilu yoladot, shenama ve'ila toldot Aaron u'Moshe. Look at this fascinating passage. It says over here, ve'ila toldot Aaron u'Moshe b'yom diber Hashem et Moshe. And then it says, ve'ila shemot b'nei Aaron. And it goes through Abachor, Nadav, Abihu, and then it never says over B'nai Moshe. Not a word. So how do you explain that? So how could it first introduces the Moshe? Must be. V'chtiv el shmo B'nai Aaron. Lomar lecha Aaron yalad u'Moshe limeid. And that's sufficient. L'fichach nikro shmo. L'chin ko amar Hashem el Beit Yaakov asher pada et Avraham. This is also weird. How did Beit Yaakov go back in time to be pada et Avraham? What, Yaakov was poda Avraham somewhere? Omer of Yehuda, indeed he was. Shepidao mitzar gidul banim. Because, look, I mean, he was supposed to have a lot of children, right? That was here, beit yitzaracha. So that would have meant that Avraham Avinu would have had a house full of kids. That would have been a heck of a problem for Avraham Avinu. So where was that mekuyam through Yaakov Avinu? I mean, the Yaakov took off all of that burden from Avram. He didn't have to have the kids. Yaakov had him for him. That's the advantage of grandchildren. You know, it's all profit. And so it must be that he was padao mitzar gidul banim. V'ayinu dechtiv lo ata yevosh Yaakov. This must be now the meaning also of the continuation of the pasuk. Lo ata yevosh Yaakov v'lo ata panav yechevaro. Meaning that now lo ata yevosh Yaakov from his father Yitzchak, because he did that for Yitzchak as well. So he took off the pain from the Avos. Now, K'tiv Palti, it's interesting, when it comes getting back to the story of Palti ben Laish, he was originally called Palti ben Laish, and then we find him called Paltiel ben Laish. Because when Ishbosheth sent for Michal, he took Michal from Paltiel. Why was his name changed? Omar Reb Yochanan Palti was his name. So originally when Michal was given to him, we mentioned Palti. But at the end of the story, when Michal was being returned to David, he's called Paltiel. Why? Lamanik Rishmo Paltiel, Shepalato el min ha'avera. Because God helped him that he wasn't nichshal in her all those years. Ma'asa na'atz cherev beino leveina. He put a sword in the bed, and Amar kol haosek b'davar zeh yidaker b'cherev zeh. Anybody who gets a little bit turned on should just remember the sword in the middle of the bed. So this is, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitzatzal, my Rebbe, he used to use this as a raya, that you always have to do an act when you're aimed on something. Because otherwise, I mean, he's the guy that's going to kill himself with the sword. I mean, it's like, it wasn't an automatic sword, you understand? You do something, and that thing keeps in mind the understanding that you had at one moment. It's otherwise, you know, it comes and goes. So this was the Natzcher Beno Leveno. V'aktiv. Wait a minute. It says, Vayelech Ita Isha. It says her husband went with her when she was coming back. So apparently she really was her husband. No, that just means Shenasela Ki Isha. All that means is that he treated her like the best husband would treat his wife. But, I mean, what do you mean? But he was obviously in love with her as a wife. I mean, he was crying. I mean, what's that all about? No, he was crying because of the great mitzvah that's now leaving. Like, until now, he believed that his life was really worthwhile. Now it's going to be boring, you know? And they went. You can see that from the pasuk because it says that he followed her ad bachurim. Why do you call it bachurim? Because they were like virgins, that they had never slept with each other. Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, you know, tokvo she Yosef, we talk about the power of Yosef. That's the smallest part of Boaz's problems, you know. And tokvo she Boaz is the smallest part of anvanutunav shel palti ben layish. Each one of them, it looks great at the time, but then you see, boy, things could get tougher than that, let me tell you. So tokvo she Yosef, that's anvatanuto she Boaz. Tekhsi vayi b'chatzi alayla vayecherad ha'ish vayila fate. So what's this yila fate? Omer Rav Shnase b'sarok roshe lefatot. So he obviously got an erection to kill all erections. So he turned into a turnip, we call him. So that's coming to tell me that he was tremendously turned on by having this. And remember, she's a penuya, as the Medrash explained. I mean, Bishlam and Yosef, no mela, and Ashes Ish. You got to be really pretty rotten to take an Ashes Ish. But here he's saying, look, you know, she's a p'nuya, you're a panui, it's a mitzvah, what's the problem? I called the Seder, and he's turned on. So Mamela, that shows a greater anava. Tokvo shel Boaz, but that's nothing compared to Palti ben Laish. Anvatanuto shel Palti ben Laish. Palti ben Laish just goes on. Boaz is one night, and Palti is for years, and he's still got a resistor. Kiriyamor, that's like we just said. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Maidichtiv Rabot Banot Asuchayel. Ve'atalit al kulana. Rabot Banot Asuchayel, that's Yosef. Right, nice show. But Boaz, the Atalit al Kulana is. Sorry. Is that Yosef Boaz? Sorry. Rabot Banot Asuchayel, there's lots of people who do nice things. That's Yosef, Boaz, that's a one night affair. Va'at alit al kulana, that's Palti ben Laish. Omer Rab Shmuel bar Nachman, Omer Rab Yonatan, Maidichtiv, Sheker Achein veHevel Hayofi. Sheker Achein, that's Yosef. It's a good show. Hevel Hayofi, that's Boaz. Yirat Hashem Yitihit Talal, that's Palti ben Laish. Davar Acher, Sheker Achein is Doro Shel Moshe. Hevel Hayofi is Doro Shel Yehoshua, where they were Isaac, so Isaac Batera. In Dorosho Yoshua, Yirat Hashem, Iti Talal is Dorosho Chizkiyo, where they found that everybody, every child was a Bucky in all of the Yilkas Tumavatayra, Yilkas that are very cautious. Dover Acher, we could put it all together. Shekhar Achein is Dorosho Moshe and Yoshua. Hevel Ayofi is Dorosho Chizkiyo. Yirat Hashem, Iti Talal is Dorosho Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Eloy. Omru Alav Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Eloy, Shayushi Shat Talmidim, Mitkasim Betalit Achad. It was such a poor generation that they couldn't even afford clothing. So they would have to share a single talit between six talmidim, and nonetheless they would sit and be Isaac Batera. That's Isha Yirat Hashem, Hiti Talal. Choletz V'chotzi. Kaposik V'toni Lo Shlom and Eresim V'lo Shlom and Nisuin. Bishleim Amen and Nisuin. Ari Aseh V'lo Ta'aseh. Ve'in Aseh Doche Lo Ta'aseh V'yaseh. Elam and Eresim Amai Yavo Aseh V'yitche Lo Ta'aseh. But
Mate Lo Mate on Rabbanan Minamigdash Lo Yetse
means lo yetzei mahem, avo yotzei hu achrayem, ketzat, hein nichnasim, v'hu nigla, hein niglin, v'hu nichsa, whereas v'yotzei at petach ha'ir, and then Rabbi Yehuda says, absolutely not, can't go out at all. Shapir kama Rabbi Yehuda, omlocha Rabbi Meir, you take the pasuk literally, so the iach lebeto namilo, elachi kama min ha'migdash lo yetzei, migdushato lo yetzei, that's all that's important. Rabbi Yehuda, it's not enough, because agav mirare, dilma makri v'yalti v'naga. U'chishu menachem, tanu rabbanan, chishu aver b'shura menachem et achirim, zgan u'mashuach sh'avar b'yimino, v'rosh beita v'avelim v'chol ha'am mismolo. U'chishu omeid b'shura u'mitnachem me'achirim, zgan b'yimino, rosh beita v'chol ha'am mismolo, avon b'shuach sh'avar lo atigabe. My time choshadaita sava kachodebi. Omer of Papa Shmamina map nita tlat. Shmamina hanuskan hanumumuna. Shmamina avelim omdim vecholam ovrim. Ushmamina avelim lismolam nachamim enomdim. Tanra banabrishana you avelim omdim vecholam ovrim. Voyushte mishpachot birushalai mitgarot zobazo. Zotamaradani overatchila. Zotamaradani overatchila. Hitkinush you am omdim. V'yavelim ovrim, Omer Rami Barabe, Yechzir Reb Yosi et Adavar Liyoshno B'tzipori. Sheyu avelim omdim, v'chol ha'am omrim. V'omer Rami Barabe, Yitkin Reb Yosi B'tzipori, Shlote Isha Malachet B'shuf, Uvna Achareha Mishum Ma'ase Shaya. V'omer Rami Barabe, Yitkin Reb Yosi B'tzipori, Sheyu Nashim Mesaprot B'Beit HaKisei Mishum Yichud. Omer Menashe Barut, Sheilit et Reb Yosi Rabba B'Beit Almed Uhutza, ואמר לי, אין שורה פחותה מעשרה בני אדם, ואין אבלים מן המניין. בין שהאבלים עומדים וכל העם עוברים, בין שהאבלים עוברים וכל העם עומדים, either way is acceptable. כשהוא מתנחם, ניבור לו, כי מנחם הוא אחריני, איך היא אמר לו הוא? תשמע, והוא אומר, תתנחמו. Now, what do you think that's talking about? מנעי להם, כי מנחם מאחריני לדידי, so אמר לו, יהיו תתנחמו, what, that's a נח שקרה מלו חס ושלום. אלא כי מנחם לאחריני, אמר לו תתנחמו, שמע מינוי. מלך לא דן ולא דנים אותו, אומר רבי יוסף, לא שנו מלכי ישראל. אבל מלכי בית דוד, דן ודנין אותם. דכתיב בית דוד, כה אמר השם דינו לבוקר משפט, ואילו דנינן לי, הינו איך דנינן? ויכתיב את קושש וקושש, ואמרו שלוקש, קשה את עצמך ואחר כך קשה את אחרים. אלא מלכי ישראל, מה הייתה עם הלאו? משום מעשה שהיה. דאבדי דיאני מלכה כותל נפשה, אמר לו, שמעון בן שטח, וחכום יתור עיניכם בו ונדונונו. שוכל אהבתי כותל נפשה, שרי לו. שוכל טענת נמי לאחה, יצז והועד בבעליו, אמרה תורה, יבוא בעל השור ויעמוד על שלו, אותו ויוטי. אמר לו, שמעון בן שטח, יאנה המלך עמוד על רגליך, ויעידו בך. ולא לפנינו אתה עומד, אלא לפני מי שאמר והיה העולם אתה עומד, שנאמר ועמדו שני אנשים משלם עריף, אמר לו, לא כשאתה אומר אתה, let's see, כמו שיאמר חבריך, נפנה לימינו, כבשו פניהם בקרקע, נפנה לשמאלו, כבשו פניהם לקרקע, אמר להם שמעון בן שטח, my goodness, בעלי מחשבות אתם, יבוא בעל המחשבות ויפרע מכם, מיד בא גבריאל וחפתם בקרקע ומת. באותה שאמרו, מלך לא דן ולא דנים אותו, לא מעיד ולא מעידים אותו. לא חולץ ולא חוצין, איני ואמר ואשי, אפילו מה אני אומר נשיא שמחל על כבודו, כבודו מחול. מלך שמחל על כבודו, אין כבודו מחול. שנאמר זום תשים המלך שתהיה מתו עליך, how could רבי יהודה say זכור לטוב? מצווה שייני. ואין נושאים את נשיהם, תניה אומר לרבי יהודה, נשים הראויות לו מבית המלך. It doesn't mean that a melech can be nosei. Because David only married the daughters of Shaul, not the wives of Shaul. מה נינו מירב ומיכל? שאלו תמיד דוד רבי יוסי, איך נשא דוד שתי אחיות בחייהן? אמר להם, who said it was בחייהן? מיכל אחר מיתת מירב נשאה. רבי יהושע בן קורחו אומר, קידושי טעות היו לו במירב. שנאמר, תנא את אשתי את מיכל אשר הרסתי לי במאה עורלות פלישתים. מה תלמוד אומר פאפה? נותי אשתי את מיכל, מיכל אשתי. But I'm asking that לא מירב אשתי. What was the קידושי טעות? תכתיב, והיה איש אשר יקנו. Ya'ashrenu ha-melech osher gadol. Ozo katle, omar lo, nu. So it's a milve itlikha gaboy. Mekadosh milve in a mekadosha. Ozo yahava la'adriel. Dichti be'i be'i teitet. Merav batru le'david. Omar lo, iba ita deten lecha michal. I'll tell you what. Zil ha'itile me'ar lot plishtim. So ozo ha'itile. Omar lo, well, it's still a milve prute itlikha gaboy. So Shaul sava milva pruta daite a milva, the David sava milva pruta daite a pruta. The bait ima, the kule alma milva pruta daite a pruta. The question was whether there was a pruta. Shaul sava the mayor lot plishtim or lo chos velo midi, the David sava choser le kalbe vishunri. Rabbi Yossi, hait not ishtiat michal my dorish be. No, Rabbi Yossi is the shitato, the tanya. Rabbi Yossi haya doresh mikra otmu uravin. So he says, look, it says, Vaikach ha-melech et shnei b'nei ritzpa bat aya, asher yalda l'shol, et armoni, vet mefibosha, vet chameshet b'nei michal, asher yalda l'adriel b'chol ati. What is that supposed to mean? V'chila adriel natana. Ha'alo l'palti ben layesh nitna. Techti v'shol natan et michal b'to eshet David l'palti ben layesh. Ela makish kidushe mirav l'adriel, le kidushe michal l'palti. Ma kidushe michal l'palti ba'avira, af kidushe mirav l'adriel ba'avira. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korchan Ami, achtiv et chlameshet b'nei michal bat Shaul, omar lecha Rabbi Yeshua, v'chi michal yalda, halo mirav yalda. So it must be that mirav yalda o michal gilda, gidla l'fichach nikro shema, l'lamdecha, shekol ha-megadel yatom betoch beto, ma'ala l'vakatuv kilu yaldo. Rabbi Chanin omer miyalcha, v'tikren ala ashkinot shem leimor, yulad bein l'naomi, v'chi naomi yalda, alo rut yalda, alo rut yalda, naomi gidla l'fichach nikra shema. Rabbi Yochanan omer miyalcha, v'ishto ha-yudia yalda, et yered ha-vigidor, elo b'nei bitya bat paro, asher lakach mered. Now mered is kalev. Lo minikra shumo mered, shumor batzat meraglim. But how can you say bitya was yalda? It was yocheved, it was yalda, yocheved yalda. Ubit Yagidla, the Fichach Nikra Oshima, Rabbi Elazar Mermiach, Gaalta Bizra, America, Bene Yaakov Yosef Sela. How is it Bene Yosef? Yosef Yalad. Hello Yaakov Yalad, hello Yaakov Yalad. The Yosef Chilkel, the Fichach Nikra Oshmo. Omer Shubanach Mini Omer Bionatan, Kalamela made Ben Kaviro Torah, Maaleala Vakatuv Kilo Yalado, Shinema, the Elatodot Aaron Umoshe, Uchtiv Elishmot Bene Aaron, and never says Moshe. Lo mar lecha Aaron yalad Moshe limet lefichach nikra shmo lochen koma Hashem al bet Yaakov asher badat Avraham v'chech metzinim Yaakov shepad ole Avraham om revira shepad o mitzag yilabani v'ayin adichtiv lo ata yevosh Yaakov lo ata yevosh Yaakov mi aviv v'lo ata panav yechaver mi avi aviv k'tiv palti uchtiv palti el om rebi yochlem palti shmo lo menik shmo palti el שפלטו אל מן העבירה. מה עשה נעץ חרב בינו לבינה? אמר, כל העוסק בדבר הזה ידקר בחרב הזה. והכתיב הילך הייתה אישה? נאמין שנעשה לה כאישה. והכתיב הלוך ובחול? תעצה למצוות, עוזר מיני. עד בחורים שנעשו שניהם כבחורים שלא תאמו תאמביה. אומר רבי יוחנן, תוקפו של יוסף ענוותנותו של בועז. תוקפו של בועז, ענוותנותו של פלטי בן ליש. תוקפו של יוסף ענוותנותו של בועז. תכתיב ההיא בחצי הלילה ויחרד האיש וילפת. מהי וילפת? אומר רב שנעשה בשורו כראשי לפתות. תוקפו של בועז ענוותנותו של פלטי בן ליש כדי אמור. אומר רב יוחנן, מהי תכתיב רבות בנות עשו חייל ויד עלית על כולנו? רבות בנות עשו חייל זה יוסף ובועז. ואת עלית על כולנה, זה פלטי בן ליש. אומר רב שמואל בן נחמן, אומר רבי יונתן, מהי דכתיב שקר החן והבל היופי? שקר החן זה יוסף, הבל היופי זה בועז, יראת השם היא תתעלל, זה פלטי בן ליש. דבר אחר, שקר החן זה דורו של משה, הבל היופי זה דורו של יהושע, יראת השם היא תתעלל, זה דורו של חזקיהו. דבר אחר, שקר החן זה דורו של משה ויהושע, הבל היופי זה דורו של חזקיהו. יראת השם יתעלה על זה דורש רבי ידע ברבי אלוי. אמרו עליו רבי ידע ברבי אלוי, שהיו שישה תלמידים מתכסים בתלית אחת ועוסקים בתורה.